everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk Gen Z, a podcast from Generation Z to Generation Z. In today's episode, we will be discussing about toxic masculinity.
So what is toxic masculinity? The dictionary definition of toxic masculinity can be defined as a set of attitudes and ways of behaving stereotypically associated with or expected of men, regarded as having a negative impact on men and on society as a whole. This refers to the cultural norms associated with the way most men act today. Basically, in simple terms, it is a cultural pressure from society towards the male gender to act or behave in a certain way, in this case, like a man that possesses domination and aggressive traits. Do you have any examples you can tell us, maybe, Natalie?
Some examples of that many men consider masculine include independence, strength, assertiveness, dominance, and the desire to win. What men think of these traits as the definition of what makes up a man.
Yes, I also have found out that mostly society would take men, they are supposed to be strong physically and mentally. So whenever from they are children, it would be taught to never be sensitive or to cry.
Yeah, they're also have a term known as alpha, meaning leader. In masculine culture, men are supposed to be the leaders of the household. And with that, the alpha trait could sometimes become even more toxic, and it would amplify traits such as sexual aggression, low empathy, have violent tendencies, and they could even have entitlement and homophobia.
Yes, yeah, that's right. But I think nowadays, I think the terms alpha and beta has been toned down a bit. And I think that's like a great thing, because back then it used to be like, you know, men need to be an alpha, and like a beta is, you know, you should avoid being a beta and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the fashion industry, especially, men are basically discriminated against for wearing skirts and having a feminine fashion style. Popular icons like Harry Styles and Lil Nas X also actually have they have the amount of haters that don't really support on what they're wearing. But as the world advances, I think that people should be more open-minded about these things.
Yeah, especially I feel like the older generations, or like you could say the boomers, or even like maybe older millennials, they're the ones who really express hatred or maybe like have a stronger opinion about this, while generations in the younger areas such as us are trying to embrace it a lot more, and you can really see the contrast between that.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think this is why we as children should, our teens, we should probably, you know, be a platform that could, you know, make these generations, especially generations Z, not to inherit our parents, maybe not all, but like most parents' qualities and teaching of how men or women are supposed to act. Men who engage in feminism rights or activities are usually harassed by the community because they can be described as weak and offensive to the male gender, because it can mean as if that they're not supporting their own gender and instead supporting more of the female gender. And I think this should be banished, because I think women and men, they should have equal rights. So I think men are allowed to support women and women are allowed to support men.
Yeah, I really agree with that. And especially right now in today's time, it has been proven that women can actually be as strong as men. And I feel like that breaks the norm that was put down, basically paved in stone from the years back. And you can really see how that's breaking right now, as many women are proving to be government official candidates, working in big business, doing so many innovative stuff, just like men.
Yeah, exactly. So I think if women can actually be in the same level as men, I think it's okay for men to, you know, act a bit feminine. I think that does not change their rights or their personality. I think being a feminine man does not mean you are less of a man.
No, if anything, it gives them more personality.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, but like if there is like a tomboy girl, then I think there should be like a feminine boy. I mean, it's okay. It shouldn't be caught off something taboo or anything like that.
Yes, they should be able to see it in both sides, and they should be able to agree with both without being offended.
Yeah.
some major facts are in the internet, you can actually search up and Google a video released by the Huffington Post called 48 Things Men Hear in a Lifetime That Are Bad for Everyone. This video basically shows young men, kids, maybe from six years old to seniors in old age, and they're all reporting things that have been said to them personally to basically man up. And it's just showing all the toxic things that have been said to them throughout their life that they are expressing to be like the norm. This video tries to show us how men throughout their lives, what they hear, and it's trying to get us a little bit of information so we can become aware and actually make a change.
Yeah, I actually saw this video, and I think the rough would be it's stupid, and it's actually disrespectful to see. I think from this, the small boys who are scolded to like man up, I think they would grow up and feel as if they don't wanna, you know, experience the trauma of being scolded again. And I think they would put an example to other boys when they become older, because that is what they are taught. And I think this can create, you know, a toxic environment for like the next generations if it continues. Yeah, because people, of course, they would, you know, look up to their elders, and I think that's what would happen. And I think if that truly happens, I think that would be, you know, very bad, especially if the boys are actually perceive some feminine traits, they would feel a sort of like an outsider, I think.
Yes, that really affects, especially from starting from a young boy, being told what's right, what's wrong, and then sometimes them having questions inside of them or fear that they would be judged for liking a certain thing, and all that being suppressed down could later on really affect that person.
Yeah, it could actually really affect, because here in, I read in an article in 2018 that a survey is done to more than 2,000 adult men, and it shows that being masculine is sort of in contrast with some of the positive human traits, which means a man that possesses toxic masculinity characteristics would lack well-mannered traits like kindness, respectfulness, politeness, as well as supportiveness to their peers or to female, maybe. Less than 5% of these participants, they possess characters that are negative. They possess negative human traits. So basically, men who exhibit these features, they're often more exposed, involved in violent crimes like bullying, rape, murder, shootings, and robbery. So yes, I do think that men should be taught. Men can be masculine or feminine, I don't think it matters, but they should be taught to grow up to become a person that actually a positive person to the society. Because if they are taught to be over masculine, I think, you know, especially rape would really happen, because they would perceive women to be below them, you know, in terms of social class.
Yes, there's one thing being masculine, being a man, but then a different thing is being respectful. Like, you can be both at the same time. Seeing a woman as an equal, using your manners, not being the brute or that people often perceive men to be. And I feel like that there's such a stigma around that in the end, like, they feel like, oh wow, like, I feel like since this people says this, they do this, like, I should be like that, I should be aggressive, I should do this because I'm a man, I have that right to do that. And yeah, I feel like that really needs to change.
Yeah, I agree with that, like, with all my heart. Yeah, so some of the statistics that I found on the internet is that 76% of the worldwide suicide are actually done by men. So, like, do you think this has something to do with like the pressure they actually receive from the society to act like a man, or do you think there are like other factors that contribute to this statistic?
Well, yeah, I actually do feel like, I guess, more like the parents or all the outside influences that men have to suppress their emotions. Men are often not likely seen to be vulnerable. So, like, you're supposed to always be tough. You're supposed to always be independent. I feel like all that just builds up, builds and builds and builds, until at one point you just can't you just can't hold it all, and that's when they break down, and that's what leads to more suicide being done by men, because they have no idea how to express themselves because they were never taught.
Yeah, I think this is something that we should be aware of. And, you know, I think people should learn from these statistics that it is actually a serious issue.
12.5% of men suffer from a mental health disorder. Why do you think that, like, they just don't get checked out?
Yeah, well, the way you say it, I don't think they are sort of, they would be easygoing to express themselves. And of course, when it comes to mental health disorder, I think when men have mental health disorder, I feel like people would take them as you're just overreacting, sort of something like that. Because when a man has a mental disorder, I think in this society, it seems sort of rare. So I think when a man comes up and speaks of his well-being, of his bad well-being and how he needs help, I think people don't really take it seriously. I think that's why.
Yeah, I feel like, I guess they can see a man proclaiming that he has something wrong, he has a mental health disorder. I feel like everyone would look at him funny, like, hey, you're a man, you're supposed to be used to this kind of stuff, like, quit being so sensitive.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why a lot of people don't get checked out and just brush it off, basically.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
56% feel society expects men to be the breadwinner of the family. What do you think? In today's time, do you think that's still true?
No, I don't think so. I think anyone can be a breadwinner, you know? I don't think a man needs to be a breadwinner and the woman needs to be a housewife. I think they both can work, or maybe if the women prefer men to work, or maybe if the woman is okay for her to work and the men to maybe take care of the kids or do household chores. I think it's okay as long as both parties actually are comfortable and okay with their decision, you know?
Yes, I feel like right now, like you said, anyone can be a breadwinner. I feel like back then there was the quote unquote, like, I guess, stigma, or there was already that line where the men was supposed to work, the women was supposed to stay in the kitchen, make the sandwiches.
Yeah. Yes.
And I feel like right now everything's flipped, or there's just an equal playing ground, so anyone could do it.
Yeah, well, as long as both of the husband or the wife are okay with it, then I don't think we should, you know, say anything to make it a problem.
Society believes that gay men are not considered real men. What is your opinion on this?
Well, I think a gay man is a man, real. Really, he is still a man. I think when it comes to gay men, that comes into sexual preferences, not what makes you a man, you know? So I think that's like a literally different topic, because when it comes to a gay man, it means you're interested in guys, but it does not get rid of your quality as a man, you know?
Yeah, you still could be masculine, but have a thing for guys. Like speaking through anatomy, you still have the male body part. So you are technically always a real man. Like men who have always been taught to be the independent, the man, the hardworking man, I sometimes feel they're like threatened that like there's such a rise of people coming out gay that they just feel like that makes everyone less of a man. And I feel like that really needs to change. And it is changing with all the efforts being done.
Yeah, I think it's really great that with all the awareness and the spreading of the LGBT, I think it's going really well that people are thinking of a gay man as a man, you know, because I think that'd be really offensive when people think that a gay man would, you know, not be perceived as a man. And what would he perceive be, a woman? I don't think so, because like being gay means you like men, not you running away from your gender, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, films and media also actually plays a great role in toxic masculinity. What do you think about this point?
Well, yeah, I feel like especially a lot of the earlier movies, maybe you can even look at the Fast and Furious series. You can see at the beginning, there's Dom Toretto. He's over here ripped. He's jacked. He is the man. And then all the women in that series are considered the vulnerable. They're the ones who always need to be saved. A lot of movies show that men are always the heroes. Right now in Marvel, you can see a lot more women coming to play the heroes, but the main heroes are all men. And I feel like that shows a lot of kids, especially, that being a man, you have to be ripped. You have to be independent. You have to do all these things to be worthy of a man.
Yeah. Especially, with children, when they watch these movies, they will, of course, learn from the traits that you just mentioned, they're performed by each gender in a movie. They're, like, exposed, that a boy should act strong and with muscles, and a woman should, act a bit weaker and a bit fragile. And also, like, if a man is portrayed as, like, sort of frail, they would think that, no, that's not a man. And I think that is concerning because... this shouldn't happen. When man acts a bit feminine, they would have to be able to become more open-minded, So instead of, in movies, there are men who would be casted to objectify women, especially they're driven by sex, and avoid any facets pertaining to femininity. So I think children should see a more vulnerable side of a man can be in movies, by seeing maybe a man break down instead of, them turning violent or, throwing objects when they feel traumatized or repressed.
Yes. Yes, I totally agree with you. Seeing a more vulnerable side, a weaker side of a man would really influence the children to see that it's really okay. It's okay to sometimes cry. It's okay to sometimes not know what to do. It's okay to ask for help. And I feel like that would really help a lot of kids.
Yeah. So I feel like the entertainment industry, they should produce more diverse characters of men with like different personalities, I think. So why does toxic masculinity needs to be stopped? Toxic masculinity needs to be stopped because when men are forced to act dominant and deny their emotions to look superior in the society, this leads them to be less caring to other people's needs and increase the chance of domestic abuse to others. This is statistically proven. This can also bring a bad impact to their mental health that can result in self-harm and, worst case, suicide. There are many ways to be aware of this topic and how to raise awareness to others. First of all is to educate yourself and others around you about what masculinity is. So there will not be a misunderstanding on what the word masculinity actually means. So by being masculine, you do not have to exert violence or act overly strong towards everyone, but you need to make use of your respect, vulnerability, passion, acceptance, and the way it should be.
Don't be afraid to ask for help, especially if you're a man. Suffering mental health, including depression, having a bad quality of life, and substance abuse such as drugs, alcohol, is all bad. And there's ways you can deal with that. It's we understand that sometimes people go through hard times, but you shouldn't be afraid to ask for help. Being a man and going to get what is needed does not make you less of a man. It does not make you weak. It does not make you frail. It does not make you feminine. You are still a man and you're still worthy of that. So don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yes, and lastly, of course, we have to encourage people to speak up and actually seriously listen to victims' stories. Reassure them that it is okay and help spread the importance to fight for this injustice.
There are many ways to identify toxic masculinity and ways to educate yourself towards this topic.
So that's it for the episode, guys. Thank you for everyone for tuning in to this week's episode of Gen Z, We Are the Future. Don't forget to share and visit our Instagram page and give a follow at Gen Z We Are the Future and at Let's Talk Gen Z_. Thank you.